Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Dottie.
Dottie, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Dottie.
All right, Dottie, we've got $300 on the
line. Thank you.
Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have about 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, let's do it, Dottie. Number one, the streaming service Peacock says February 25th will be the release of the Punky Brewster revival. What actress plays Punky Brewster?
Soleil Fly.
Number two, the movies Shrek and Monsters, Inc. turned 20 years old in 2021. In Monsters, Inc., the monsters attend Monsters University, the school of what?
The school of scaring.
Number three, Elon Musk has replaced Jeff Bezos as the richest person in the world with $185 billion. What car company does Elon Musk own?
Tesla.
Number four, tonight will be the last new episode of Jeopardy with Alex Trebek as the host. Who holds the title of winning the most money on Jeopardy with $4,688,436?
Ken Jennings.
At number five, Tim Allen reprised his role as Tim the Toolman Taylor on last night's episode of Last Man Standing, leaving fans confused as to whether there is going to be some kind of reboot crossover. What was the show where Tim Allen was Tim the Toolman Taylor?
Home Improvement.
All right, great job, Dottie. Oh, you're killing me on number one. I don't know if I have to give it to you or not. Yeah, it's Friday. Why not? All right, I'm going to give Dottie 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, you gave her one? That's not really the way it works.
Yeah, it's close enough. You'll understand. Number one, the streaming service Peacock says February 25th will be the release of the Punky Brewster revival.
Oh, yeah.
What actress plays Punky Brewster?
Soleil Moonfry. You're in trouble with that one. Looks just like my wife.
Yes, that's right. She says Soleil Fry. But you know what? It's first and last name. You got to give it her.
Yeah.
Okay, number two. The movies Shrek and Monsters,
Inc. Wait a minute. That's the one you're giving her? That's not the girl's name.
Soleil Moon Fry. But she says Soleil Fry.
Who says that?
Well, she did.
Does Soleil Fry say that? Because I don't think she does.
I'm going to give it to her. I'm the
judge. All right, Dottie.
Number two. The movies Shrek and Monsters, Inc. turned 20 years old in 2021. In Monsters, Inc., the monsters attend Monsters University, the school of what?
It's the School of Scaring.
Yes. Oh, I didn't think you'd know that.
Oh, yeah, that's actually one of my favorite movies.
Number three, Elon Musk has replaced Jeff Bezos as the richest person in the world with $185 billion.
Wow.
What car company does Elon Musk own?
Tesla, of course.
Yes. Number four, tonight will be the last new episode of Jeopardy with Alex Trebek as the host.
Yeah.
Who holds the title of winning the most money on Jeopardy with $4,688,436?
Yeah, so this is where I get confused because the most money versus the most wins. I'm just going to say Holzman?
Yeah,
Holzhauer.
No, it's Brad Rutter.
It's Brad Rutter, yeah. So that's the one that surprises me. By the way, saw those guys on their new show, The Chase. Pretty good.
All right, you need this last one to tie Dottie, otherwise she wins the $300 today. Tim Allen reprised his role of Tim the Toolman Taylor on last night's episode of Last Man Standing, leaving fans confused as to why or how and what is going to go on, whether there's going to be some kind of reboot crossover. What was the show where Tim Allen was Tim the Toolman Taylor?
So are you talking about the show itself or the show within the show?
No. What was the name of the show where he was Tim the Toolman Taylor?
Home Improvement was the show.
Yes.
And then Tool Time was the show within the show.
Right. All right. I'm sorry, Daddy. He beat you 5-4 this morning.
I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Daddy. We appreciate it. Hold on the line. We'll get you that Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Better luck next time.
We throw another $100 in the pot Monday morning. You'll have your chance at $400. Cheat sheet today is coming up. First two answers to Monday's five questions, so you can have an advantage. First one's at noon, second's at 5:30.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.